How do you make something as traditional and long-standing as Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol fresh and new? I have two gentlemen with me who I think can answer that question. Martin Camarillo and Jesse Marin, who are two actors from UTEP's Theater Department. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, it's good to have you here. Now, I demand an answer to my question, but first, A Christmas Carol opens on the 16th. That's a week from tomorrow. It'll be at the Wise Family Theater, the second floor of the Fox Fine Arts Center, and there will be four performances through the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd. Okay, so how do you make it fresh?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things that we're doing this year, especially with the director Austin Savage, second year directing, is we're kind of highlighting a lot of the mini stories within A Christmas Carol. So, you know, in my character, for example, businessmen, they're the ones that go to Scrooge and beg him for money. And, of course, he runs them out of the building. But this time, they have a kind of arc to them as well, a story arc. For those of you watching that pay attention to it, you'll be able to see kind of a change in those characters as well.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Come in, and I myself am very kind of jolly about asking money for the poor. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, he runs us out. So kind of in the middle of Scrooge's story, we kind of come back during his scene with Christmas Future. And it kind of shows us how, because of our interaction with him, we've kind of changed to these kind of more hard-hearted characters.
So it's catching, basically. He infected you with his Scrooge-ism.
Yes. It's a virus.
And we get it. Okay. Do you have an example, Jesse, of what he's just discussed?
Absolutely. One of the many things that I feel is just so great about this story is it's this whole movement from discord and chaos into harmony, where this man comes to harmony with himself and the world. Mm-hmm. And my part as young Scrooge is that you get to see Scrooge just fall into this chaotic state, this discordant, unhappy person who's bitter at the world as he loses the one tenderness he has. And ultimately, we have Scrooge, played by Abel, who just so wonderfully goes back into that harmony. And it's just an absolutely wonderful transition, really.
Have you played in A Christmas Carol before, either of you?
I've been involved with the production a couple of years, but it's always been part of the stage management team.
Behind
the scenes. So I started out as an assistant stage manager 1 year, and then a year or two later, I was stage manager. So this is the first time I'm actually acting in it.
You have been shoved in front
of
the curtain.
And it's been very interesting kind of see it evolve. I remember one of the years that I started, Christmas Future was kind of this shadowy figure in the background, and so you'd have somebody stand in front of a light and kind of project the shadow that way. But now, within the past 4 years or so, they actually built a humongous Christmas Future that comes out at the end, all dressed up, made out of metal, moves around, kind of like a big robotic monster.
So you've really seen an evolution in this thing. And how about you, Jesse? How many exposures to A Christmas Carol have you had?
This is my first year.
Oh, a first timer, huh? Were you really familiar with the plot and the whole tradition when you stepped into this?
Absolutely. I'd like to think I was familiar. I wasn't too familiar with the UTEP production in particular, but I believe everyone's familiar with the basic story of Scrooge and all that.
Well, you know, I think I'm familiar with it. And then I start realizing, I mean, like I looked at the people that you're playing, the characters. Martin, you're Gentleman 2, Businessman 1, and Fezziwig Guest. And then, and Jesse, you're Young Scrooge and Undertaker's Man. And when I see things like that, I think, wow, man, I don't remember what goes on in there. And I realize, shoot, I could go see this again. I've slept since I saw it last, you know. So there's always something new, and you're really reinforcing that.
Yeah. This script is probably, 6-7 years since this show's been on. And the script itself was adapted by one of the professors here, Chuck Gordon.
Chuck Gordon, yes.
And so all these characters, he kind of brings kind of the story together in ways that you might not see in other versions of it.
I think it is a respectable challenge to make make this a really fresh endeavor, and you've inspired me. I think it can be done, according to you two. My guests today are two actors from UTEP's theater department, Martin Camarillo and Jesse Marin, who are previewing this year's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which is going to play at the Wise Family Theater. That's the second floor of the Fox Fine Arts Center. Four performances a week from tomorrow. That's Sunday, December 16th at 2:30. Then Friday the 21st at 8. Saturday, December 22nd at 2:30 and 8 p.m. Tickets are just between $9 and $12, depending on various discounts. And for information, you can call 747-5118. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you. It was fun.
Thank you.